Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello. This is LaTanya Price coming to you once again with another show, Personalize Your Faith. And so I wanted to come to you today with just more encouragement, more empowerment, just some time together, just being able to uplift and give God all glory, amen, for all the things that he has done. Of course, as you always know when you hear this, it's always an intro on what I love to do. But of course, in the last recent recordings, if you will, recent shows, you have witnessed or listened to a lot of information concerning the self-publishing and writing process. And so as now, I'm actually helping a lot more with the birthing of the stories. Not too long ago, I just got finished with a workshop, and it was a writing and self-publishing workshop. And so I definitely just, it was an awesome and amazing time. And so it was just more confirmation that we are definitely in a time where we need more stories, we need more testimonies. And so you are definitely listening to a very loud voice, if you will, to advocate more stories to be birthed. And hopefully I can help more and more of these stories to come forth. And so, as I stated before, my little intro kind of changed a little bit, but not by much. So as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. So today I wanted to really touch on a topic that's kind of just, it's always just pops up, okay? It's something that most people will admit to. In the workshop, a lot of people admitted to this, and there's nothing wrong with it because the first step to really recovering to anything is admitting that you have a certain issue with something. And so today's topic is going to be about confession time. We do let procrastination win. Let me tell y'all something. When it comes to, and this isn't just, like I said, when I do these are not just based upon writing a book per se, but this is about everything that we really are so passionate about pursuing, but life happens, right? So, we do let procrastination win. A lot of times this procrastination, it is a comfort. It is something that is so easily becomes a best friend, if you will. Procrastination is just one of those things that, hey, it's so cozy, right? It is so cozy. And for many of us, it's just easier to put things off. Mothers, fathers, ministry helpers, if you're involved in ministry a lot, it's so easy because you have so many other priorities and obligations that comes up as a mother, as a father, as an aunt, as an uncle, as sometimes as a cousin, as a best friend, just somebody that needs to step in and watch the children for someone, someone that needs to step in and go to the hospital and visit the sick and shut in. So many things comes about, right? So many things that will consume our time. And so, you know, it's easy. It really is easy. It is so easy to allow procrastination to win. Procrastination, it doesn't require much effort. It just don't. It don't require much effort. It's one of those things that doesn't require much thought. It's no commitment attached with it. So, you know, when we kind of allow it to win, it's not necessarily saying that we're lazy or that we are just forget it. I don't even want to worry about it no more. It's not necessarily that because, see, it no longer is procrastination if we forget about it, right? So procrastination is actually, it's still in our mind. It's still in our heart, right? It's still like in that plan. And so if it's no longer there, then yes, we have given up. If it's no longer, you know, in your mind, in your heart, and you're like, you know what, I don't even want to do this no more, then yes, you pretty much said, forget it. That's different. Procrastination is just one of those things where, hey, life happens, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to put this off. I'm going to have to keep pushing it back because something else comes up. And we try to fit in what we really can. We really do. We try to fit in what we can. We try to fit in all that we can in our lives. And it gets really, really tough. It does. It just being having a full-time job, raising a family, going to school possibly, all those different things, right? And so it's easy. It is so easy to just allow procrastination to win because of those priorities. They just seem to take over. But I really want to help in understanding that, you know, we don't want to necessarily allow the priorities to take over. We want to make sure we do still have a certain level of control, if you will. And basically what I'm saying is we have to be careful not to allow the priorities to kind of become an excuse. Like, I know we really want to ensure that, you know, certain things get done. You know, yes, we want a clean home. Yes, we want to make sure the children are okay. Yes, we want to make sure we're you know, giving up our time to help people and to help ministry and to, you know, bring glory to God and all those different things. However, it's still necessary to kind of fit in some of those things that is on your heart, because guess what? Those also are meant to bring God glory. Those are also meant to be a part of your fulfillment of your assignments here on earth. And so if something is placed there on your heart, like writing a book or starting a business or going back to school or, you know, whatever it might be, we definitely don't want to just keep putting it off. We don't want to keep allowing procrastination to win. So, yes, do we need to work? We need to eat? We need to do all the things? Absolutely. Those are definitely priorities. However, if for just maybe one day a week, you know, one day every 2 weeks, it doesn't matter how it's scheduled, somewhere try to just fit in that time. Even if it's no more than an hour, 15 minutes, it's almost like when we need to rest and when we need to do a self-care, right? Many of us will procrastinate self-care even. And that, of course, should be a big desire on everybody's heart. And that is also a part of God's assignment for our lives. We need to make sure we take care of ourselves. And so many times we'll put it off. We'll be like, you know what? I'm not even gonna worry about it. I'm not even gonna take this 15 minutes just to breathe. I'm just gonna keep pushing. I'm gonna get it done because I want to get it over with. And there we are, procrastinating self-care. Always just a headache. You know what? I'm gonna take some aspirin, but you've had that headache for the last 3 months. Same time every day, but yet you don't want to make a doctor's appointment. Oh, you know, aspirin is helping. I'll just put it off. I won't go to the doctor. I won't talk to the doctor about it. Self-care even that. And we have to be careful. We really, really do. And it's almost like, and I've said this before in previous shows, I believe, and we just have to be careful also about, you know, not making the reality a constant excuse.
Yes, is the reality the fact that you don't have a dime to pay that bill. Absolutely, I get it. Yep, that's the reality. That is the reality. However, you know, when we come to a point where we just like, well, I'm just gonna put this off because I don't have the money for this. I don't have access. I don't have the time. I because of everything else. That, yes, that does take precedence, and they probably are very important. We have to be careful, though, because we can't miss what the assignment is from God. We have to be so careful. We really, really do. Many times we'll find ourselves just kind of, you know, we may not assess what the real need is at the time. And what I simply mean by that is, you know, yes, you there's no money, literally. So you can't do, maybe you're trying to do a simple project where maybe you need to paint a wall in a house, but you don't have the money to get any paint or something to that effect. And I'm just going real simple with that. I'm going real simple. So you put it off. Have you considered maybe asking a friend? Hey, you know what? Anybody know if anybody got some leftover paint? It could be, you know, especially if it's like a neutral color or something like that. I can borrow some paint. Y'all got some brushes too? I don't got that either. You know? And even with the, you know I mentioned about the whole bill being late. You don't have any money for the bill to be paid. And you probably called up the company several times and everything. Make sure, number one, the bill is a necessity. That's one of the things I'm a big advocate for. Make sure it is an actual necessity to help you to live and survive. And then also, if by chance it definitely is and you still don't have the means to pay, that is a time where you should probably try to reach out and maybe find some assistance. I remember just kind of helping my parents a lot. And I think my parents, and this is something I've always kind of known, especially as I got older, was about, you know, kind of making a budget for the household and just kind of sticking to that budget. And sticking to that budget was critical. You know, I always believed in that, you know, have a budget for your household. And this was even when I was single, I did this. And so even with my parents, believe it or not, with my parents, I told them, you know, hey, consider getting on a budget plan for like all your utilities. Where I live in Annapolis, Indiana, we have the ability with all of our major utilities to be on a budget plan. Every major utility that we have. It used to not be like that, but we now are in that level. And so I told my parents because it was always a struggle sometimes, especially as my parents got older. And of course, you know, my dad, you know, he was getting close to that retirement. So he wasn't necessarily, you know, working like that. And so sometimes the monies were not always there. It wasn't a consistent amount. And so I told my parents, hey, get on a budget plan. No matter where, I don't care if you're in an apartment or a home, get on a budget plan. And it doesn't matter where you are. Get on a budget plan. And so finally, they finally realized it. And they finally recognized, you know what, let me go ahead and get on this budget plan. Because then you know what the bill is every month. It's no surprises. Of course, it's a review done once a year. So once a year, you might have a surprise or you might have a blessing where it goes down. So it's just that it's kind of that whole making sure that the priorities are in order, but also making sure that we don't allow certain things to really get out of control or allow it to just really take over, you know? Because a lot of times when things take over, then yeah, we're quick to procrastinate. We're like, you know what? Nope, not gonna do it. We're quick to procrastinate because certain things have now taken over versus they're being under control, you know, kind of being managed better. And it's about being a good steward. That kind of cycles back to that, being a good steward. about different things in our lives. And so we just have to be sure of that. And so even with this procrastination, right, admitting that you procrastinate is usually that first step in conquering it. I read articles a lot, especially with the writing and self-publishing, and because so many people will say, like, the number one thing a lot of people will say is just finding the time. And many times, that's very true, just because there's so many other things that happen in life. But I truly challenge people, just if nothing else, take 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes every other day, and just write. It may not necessarily be absolutely about the book you want to birth at that moment, but it just may be just something. And you might be able to use it for your book. You never know. Or if you don't necessarily just write about the book, how about spending at least 5 minutes to organize your thoughts, if nothing else? The one thing I kind of help people is kind of like organizing their thoughts to write, because that, of course, is also another proven method to kind of overcome procrastination and writer's block, is to organize your thoughts. And so you might consider doing what is commonly known as a brain dump. So you might have ideas. You just write it out. You just take a piece of paper and just write it out. It's almost kind of like a maybe a to-do list in comparison a little bit, because you're not necessarily writing out complete paragraphs or sentences, but you're literally just writing out the main topics you want that book to cover. So do a complete brain dump, maybe for 5 minutes. And then if you think you're not real quite finished, then the next day, do take another 5 minutes and do another brain dump. And just write it all out. Because honestly, procrastination really is an unhealthy habit. It's really not. Because it doesn't really go nowhere. Nothing gets accomplished. You kind of end up in this disappointed state almost, because you just keep on procrastinating. You just keep on. And many times when we really don't take the time to allocate just a little bit of time for what it is that we are passionate about. Like, for example, I love to sew, but I really find it hard. Sewing is like my zone, if you will. I like to sew. It's something that my grandmother, I used to watch her sew. She would sew me some pajamas anytime I put them out over her house. She would sew me some pajamas so fast, and I would love it. And so, I mean, I just always wanted to really learn how to really sew very well. So I knew basics, but then I started taking some classes at my church and stuff like that. And now I love it. You know, I really love sewing. And so, but I really don't find the time for it like I want to. And so, but I purposely, I say at least once a month, I'll find something I can do. Like not too long ago, I had some pants. They were like palazzo pants. For you ladies out there, you know what those palazzo pants are. They're like the wide leg pants. And so, but they were, sometimes when you buy or you purchase palazzo pants, they're a little long, right? Depending upon especially your size and stuff like that. Well, because they were so long, I had to kind of, you know, hem them up. And so I had like 3 pairs like this. And so they just kind of stayed in the closet for like ever. I do mean ever. They stayed in the closet forever. But finally, I just was like, you know what? I want to hem these up. And I was like, I want to get in the zone today. And I just want to hem these up. Don't you know, now I have my palazzo pants. I can wear them casually every day to work and stuff like that. And my husband had a nerve to be like, where are you getting these clothes from? I just hemmed them up. But I stopped procrastinating. I was putting that off. But that was a big desire for me. Just to have, first off, to have those to wear every day. But secondly, to have some time to sew. And so it really is one of those things that you just have to really try to, you really have to try to allocate that time, because if not, it, like I say, you kind of get into the disappointed state of mind. Even that can lead to maybe some negative thoughts, results, and effects in your life if you keep just kind of procrastinating those things. Kind of going back to the whole checking on your health and self-care, you know, you don't want to keep procrastinating those things, because that can literally cause you to get into a situation that you don't want to be in. Then you really will need to stop and just rest, or, you know, something to that effect. And you don't want that. And so even the same with if you want to birth a story, whatever you wish to do, you don't want to just kind of keep putting it off, because eventually you'll get frustrated with yourself. So find out what it is you need to do. Maybe there's a balance that you need to have. Maybe there is that time like, hey, you know what? I'm going to designate this time. Ask a friend, ask a family member, can you babysit the kids for this day? You know, be like, hey, I just need a few hours on this day. Can y'all help me out? And you spend that particular day doing some self-care, doing some writing, just whatever you wish to do, you know. And so definitely keep that in mind. And so today's topic was about confession time. We do let procrastination win. Stop putting it off. We have to really try to stop putting it off, but it is so cozy, right? It's so cozy. I'm only saying it because I do it. I do it. I do it on the different things I love to do. I do it sometimes even with my writing, because, like I said, life happens. There's so many things that comes up. I literally try to designate, if nothing else, a few minutes a day to write anymore. If I'm working on a book, I try to designate just at least a few minutes a day, if maybe 5 to 30 minutes at the most. I try not to do more than an hour or two, just because, you know, I don't want to get too bogged down, because I can literally lock myself away probably in a room and write all day. But but I don't want to do that. I have to make sure I attend to my other obligations. And so you definitely don't want to get too cozy with it. Don't, you know, it is something that is definitely so easy to do. It takes no thought. It takes no commitment. And we want to make sure that we're not allowing certain priorities to really get out of control and take over to where we can't find that balance and find that control once again. And we're not making excuses of, you know, certain things. I tell people all the time, when it came to birthing my story, the one thing that was said to me, don't make money the excuse. Don't make money the excuse. And that's when I delved into finding solutions where it wasn't going to break the bank for me to birth my story and different things like that. And so even now, when I help people, I try to ensure I'm giving them everything they can and all the information that they have in order to get their story's birth without breaking the bank. And so, you know, so that's just what I pass along. And then, of course, hey, let's all admit, we let procrastination win. We just let it win. We really do. We need to admit that, but we also need to admit how it can possibly become an unhealthy habit, and it can lead to just some negative thoughts. It can lead to some disappointing things. It really can. You know, how many of us have definitely gone and just kind of said it like, you know what? I should have did that. I wonder what would have happened if I would have done that. Now, let me just be perfectly honest. Of course, if you didn't do it and it didn't happen at that precise time, God is still yet in control. And God is still yet able to make things manifest according to his timing. So we definitely don't want to, you know, get too deep into the negative thoughts. But we definitely want to make sure and ask God, you know what, God, help me to find that balance. Help me to find that time to really do what it is that you have assigned to me. Whatever is out of control, God, help me get it under control. That kind of thing. And if we say that to God, I pretty much can guarantee God will make a way and present it to you. And we must be attentive when he does. Amen. So, as always, connect with me. Visit my website, www.latanyaprice.com. There you'll be able to find out information about upcoming events, workshops, book releases, all that fabulous stuff. Of course, follow me on social media platforms. You can follow me on Facebook, my Facebook page. I do have a personal page, which is Latanya M. Price. And then, of course, that's my professional page or my business page, which is Latanya Price, LLC. And then, of course, Twitter, that is Coach L. Price. And then Instagram is Mrs. Latanya Price. Sorry, I was about to give my email address. The Instagram is very close to my email address. So it's MRS Latanya Price is the Instagram tag. And so connect with me. I have some things coming up. And so I want to make sure that I'm connecting with you all. Definitely check out the different books that I do have available. They're on my website, on the books page. But, of course, most of them, if not all of them, except for a couple maybe, are available on Amazon or Kindle. So definitely check those out. And if by chance, you have any questions, you can send me an inquiry about any of the coaching things that I have going on, any of the workshops that would that be coming up and different things like that. So definitely connect with me and ask me those questions. Also, there is the closed Facebook group. I almost forgot to mention the closed Facebook group, which is the Work It, Write It, Yes You Can self-publish closed Facebook group, which you can definitely join. Ask me questions, all that good stuff about self-publishing and writing. I post some really insightful information and some very some great tools even to get access to just kind of helping to keep you encouraged, to keep you empowered, and keeping you focused, if nothing else, keeping you focused as well on getting that story burst. And so, as always, I want to close with a word of prayer, and then we'll wrap up for today. God, we give you honor. We give you the praise. God, you're an amazing God. God, I thank you for just allowing grace and mercy just to be in abundance. I thank you that it's plenteous. I thank you that it never runs out. God, forgive us of every sin. Things that we do that is just not pleasing. God, forgive us. God, I ask that the individuals that are listening to my voice, even now, bless them. Touch them. Give them the strength, God. Heal their minds, their bodies, their spirits, God. Heal their hearts, God. God, I ask that as we progress throughout the days and the weeks, that we take some time and we reflect on what it is that you have assigned to us. And also to see, have we been allowing procrastination to win just a little bit too long? God, help us. God, help us to see where it is that we need to get some control. Help us to see where it is that we need some help. And God, I ask that you will just send that help. I ask that you will just give us some guidance on where this help will come from and just allow us to see how it is that we can conquer this procrastination and fulfill that which you have assigned us to do, be it to birth the book, be it to start the business, be it to just be more involved with ministry or volunteering or whatever it is. God, help us just to be better stewards of our time, and that way we can definitely just enjoy the manifestation of your glory. God, I ask that you would protect the people. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. I ask that you would just continue to uplift every leader in this nation, in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And until next time, everyone have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.